This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll take a closer look at the red-hot Victoria Royals, the WHL's top team in the second half, now in contention for the Scotty Munro Trophy for the best WHL team in the regular season. More with head coach Dave Lowry and captain Joe Hicketts. The Kamloops Blazers are set to wind back the WHL fashion clock as they bring back an old look. We'll have more with marketing director Dave Jasowski. And Regina Pats forward Adam Brooks is in the midst of a WHL scoring race. He is the player of the week, and he'll be our guest. First up, Dave Lowry has his Victoria Royals just a point out of first place, not only in the division, Dave, but first overall in the WHL. And a lot of people are saying you guys could be the big surprise along with Lethbridge this season. But you guys just keep trucking right along. I know that you found some ways to win and 11 straight wins earlier in the second half. Big question is, how do you guys keep getting it done?
I think what we've had good goaltending. We've had balanced scoring, and our special teams have been good. And that, for me, is an indication of a well-balanced group.
Where are you guys at health-wise? It looks like you've been relatively healthy here all season long. Some teams have been injured, banged up, but you guys have seemingly been pretty good here this year.
I think the style we play was, it's hard not to get anyone hurt. And that's something that we don't spend a lot of time talking about, but we're not an overly physical team. And, we skate, and that's where we create our success. And when you're pounding every night and you're running into guys, that really takes its toll on players.
You look at, we talked about earlier today about trying to track down Kelowna for the division, but I got the sense from you that's not really a big focus for you and this team.
Our focus is to win every night, and regardless of who we're chasing. And I know that when we came back after Christmas, we were in a pile with three teams, and what we wanted to do is we were more concerned about the teams that were behind us, and we were fortunate that we were able to get on a run and able to close the gap on Kelowna, and for our group. Where we were at the start of the year, what the expectations were for this group, and I still say it every day, we're probably the biggest overachieving team, but we've been able to do it consistently all year.
Captain Joe Hicketts is looking to lead his team into the postseason.
I'm getting excited for a playoff push and hopefully a playoff run for us, and I think that's been the mindset of not only me, but the 20-year-olds and the other two 19-year-olds is really focusing on getting not only our games, but the whole team as a whole to the level we need to be at to hopefully sustain a playoff run.
Joey, I was just talking to your head coach earlier, Dave Lowry, and I brought up the fact that you guys got a great chance to catch Kelowna and win a division title, and no one would have ever really thought going into the season you guys would be in contention for that, but he kind of downplayed catching Kelowna, not really a focus, but how do you feel about trying to track them down?
Well, it's going to be tough. They're a great team, and obviously, you kind of look at the standings, and you see you're close, but they got a couple of games in hand. They got not necessarily an easier schedule, but they got a schedule that I think benefits them. So we got to focus on what we have to do.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League has unveiled three more players in its top 50 WHL players of all time list. Number 35, Ron Chipperfield, who played four seasons for his hometown Brandon Weekings from 1970 to 1974. As a 16-year-old rookie, Chipperfield birdied 40 markers and was a point-per-game player. He had a sensational final season in junior, earning both the league MVP and top scorer award. He would finish with 162 points in 66 regular season games, and his 90-goal campaign sits fifth all-time for most goals in a single season. Over his career, Chipperfield ranks second all-time with 261 goals and 11th all-time with 470 points. At number 34, Patrick Marleau, a Seattle Thunderbird from 1995 to 1997. Marleau was selected sixth overall in the 1994 Bantam Draft. He played two seasons for the Thunderbirds from 95 to 97, and as a 16-year-old rookie, he was already a difference maker, finding the back of the net 32 times. In his sophomore campaign, Marleau sat third in league scoring with 125 points and also tallied 23 postseason points, leading the Thunderbirds to the WHL final. Marleau would collect 199 points in his two-year WHL career. The San Jose Sharks then selected Marleau second overall in the 1997 NHL draft. He would immediately join the Sharks as an 18-year-old, and since then, he's played his entire 18-year NHL career with San Jose. And at number 33, Jamie Benn, a Kelowna Rocket from 2007 to 2009. In those two seasons with the Rockets, as an 18-year-old rookie, Benn notched 33 goals and 65 points in 51 games. Next year, 2008-09, Benn finished among the top 15 in WHL scoring with 46 goals and 82 points. He then scored a league-best 33 points in the playoffs to lead the Rockets to their third WHL championship in franchise history. Throughout his WHL career, Benn picked up 147 points in 107 regular season games and 44 points in 26 playoff outings. The 6'2", 210-pound forward was then chosen by the Dallas Stars in the fifth round of the 2007 NHL Draft.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Kamloops Blazers will honor the league's history coming up March 4th against the Kelowna Rockets. They will put on the old Cooperalls, which are now called the CCM Pro-Pack Pants. And Dave Chuzowski is the marketing director of the Kamloops Blazers. And I know this has been in the works for a couple of years, but what better time right now honoring 50 seasons in the WHL, Dave, to bring back a classic look from the 80s?
Yeah, John, it's a real exciting time, not just for the hockey club, but I think for the hockey world, in particular the Western Hockey League, and there were a couple of teams in the National Hockey League that wore them back in the 80s. But I think it's a historical event for us and for hockey fans, people that have watched games back then, players that have worn them. We've had nothing but positive feedback and excitement, and we're really, really looking forward to that March 4th event.
I know when the pictures of your model, Colin Shirley, went online, be it the press release or on Facebook and Twitter, right away, I think that nostalgia factor for everybody really caught on, and I've seen a lot of positive feedback so far on what the team's going to do there on the 4th.
There have been, and I've been approached already by men's leagues teams what we're going to do with them. We've had alumni asking if they can purchase them. And quite frankly, John, we didn't really have a plan. We'd like to, at some point, potentially tie in a charitable component to them. But at the end of the day, they've brought a lot more attention than we thought. We're just excited that we're going to be the first team to be able to show them off. And you know what? I think moving forward, I'd like to see other teams do it. We'd love to be able to play some games down the road where both teams wear them, and create that kind of something in the past that kids just don't get to see these things, and some of them don't even know what they are.
You know, last time they were worn in the WHL, 1986-87 season, did you wear them back in the day?
I wore them, John, but not with the Blazers. I wore them, Stewie Barnes, Jeff Smith, and myself. We wore them playing for the St. Albert Saints in, I believe it was 1986. So I loved them. I thought they were the coolest in the world, even when we were wearing them. Because as minor hockey, even guys that wore them, they wore normal pants and shells or regular hockey pants and socks growing up. So when they were introduced, even back in the 80s, to the select teams that were wearing them, they were still a real cool thing to wear. They were different. I always said it was just like putting on a pair of sweatpants and going to the outdoor rink and playing shinny. And that's the memory that I have of them.
And this also ties in with the national broadcast as well. Rogers Sportsnet will carry that game March 4th, Blazers and the Kelowna Rockets. So who knows how big this could be across the nation once the Blazers hit the ice.
No, absolutely, John. And I know it's a little bit of an argument, but we were told that we were the first ones to start the teddy bear toss many moons ago. And this might be something moving forward that a lot of teams look back that have worn them within the history of their clubs, pull them out of the rafters and let the kids wear them. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be a real enjoyable night for fans and longtime hockey people that have been around. So we're real excited.
It's going to be a great night, and the power of nostalgia, you can never underestimate that. Dave, appreciate this, and best of luck on the night, and we look forward to the Blazers and the Rockets on Sportsnet, and that classic look is back again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, John.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Regina Pats forward Adam Brooks has been named the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. Brooks had a huge week, and he spoke with voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews.
All right, here with the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Adam Brooks, a 13-point performance in four games and four wins, and the second time you've received this honor on the season. Adam, how does it feel the second time around?
It definitely feels good. It feels good to be recognized, I guess, for my accomplishments this week. But, you know, you speak about 4-0, and I think this team's been playing really well right now. And, you know, right from Browning out through the defense up to the forwards, everyone's kind of just playing their role, and we're having success because of it.
The big game of the week, the six-point performance against the Kootenai Ice on Friday, a career high. That was a special one, probably one you won't soon forget, is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, 6 points is, you know, I think pretty good, and haven't had that many since probably Bantam. So definitely, you know, proud of that one. But, you know, 2 goals and 4 assists, or whatever it was. Obviously, the guys that, you know, I was giving the puck to were doing a great job finishing, and, you know, can't thank them enough.
Yeah. I mean, you look, I mean, aside from the week, a 10-game point streak with 26 points, and it's just a continuation of all year long. How you've been able to do it so consistently and now almost breaking at 100 points in the season?
I don't know, just kind of, you know, having fun, I think, is the main thing. If you enjoy the game and you enjoy the way things are going, then, you know, it's easy to come to the rink and play well. And, you know, obviously having some chemistry playing with, you know, Austin Wagner and Adam Berg for most of the year, and, you know, Wags for sure, and guys kind of filtering in and out sometimes. It's been good just to, you know, keep some consistency. And, you know, me and Austin have developed that chemistry over the last few years that, you know, we kind of know where each other are going to be, and it makes the game really easy.
Everybody's watching this points race between you and your former teammate Dryden Hunt. How fun is this to be a part of? You guys go back and forth, it seems, on a nightly basis.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I think we talk a lot, and probably a lot more than people think. And yeah, it's just been fun. You know, another part of the season that I've enjoyed, and it's coming down to the end, I think. So you know, you look over at him, and he's been on a tear. He's been getting hat tricks every game, it seems like. So you know, I'm happy for him and happy for the opportunities he's going to get because of this season and just because of the player he is.
Awesome, Adam, thanks for this, and congrats again.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Phil in Regina for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.